There are new signs that a recovery for the nation's telecommunications sector may take more time. The telecommunications company Lucent announced yesterday it isn't likely to return to profitability until next year. Telecom stocks closed down amid growing skepticism about a speedy recovery. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Just a few weeks ago, Lucent, based in Murray Hill, New Jersey, was predicting sales growth of 10 to 15% in its second quarter. But now the company, which has closed facilities and eliminated tens of thousands of jobs, has pared back that forecast. Lucent says orders from large phone companies such as Bell South are down. Jeffrey Kagan, an independent telecom analyst, says the sector is simply taking longer than expected to recover from the downturn.
We have today a glut of capacity, but we're not going to have a glut of capacity forever. The only reason we have a glut of capacity today is because we don't have the last mile connections to enough homes and enough businesses for broadband. Once we do, once DSL and cable modems and other wireless devices are able to bring more homes and businesses online to the broadband network, all of a sudden that bandwidth glut that we have is going to be sucked dry very quickly.
But other analysts are much more downbeat. Scott Cleland is CEO with the Precursor Group.
The telecom sector has never been this bad, and almost all of the major trends are getting worse. This is an awful time for telecom. It's real ugly out there.
Along with a glut of capacity, Cleland blames the burst of the dot-com bubble and cutthroat competition for the big slump. He believes the telecommunications sector may be in a prolonged downturn that lasts several years or more. And he says investors in telecom stocks need to keep a close eye on their holdings.
Even when the economy bounces back, it's not going to be good news necessarily for telecom. It's overextended on the credit. As the economy comes back, cost of capital will go up. And essentially, telecom is decoupled from the overall economy.
Also warning of lower earnings was leading mobile phone maker Nokia. The best news of the day came from Swedish mobile phone equipment maker Ericsson, which said it is still sticking to its profit and sales forecasts for the year. Lucent was the most active stock on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. In the past year, the company's stock has fallen by 51%. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.